Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, still a lot of questions about the double tap, and then there's the Somali controversy in Minnesota. Here's the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry.
Our values and our commitment to the Somali community, to every community of immigrants and people in our city, is rock solid and will be unwavering. To our Somali community, Daman Shabka, Somaliyed Kunul, Minnesota, Garahan, Minneapolis, Waan Ku Janilahai, Waan Ku Gereb Taganahan. We love you. We stand with you, and we aren't backing down.
I mean, that's the mayor speaking in Somali, and he is the mayor of Minnesota. I guess I don't even know how to react to some of this. You know, I just was under the impression that American taxpayers might take precedent over people who are here.
No, we love them.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Here's Tom Emmer, Congressman, on Tim Walz.
Al-Shabaab controls all the financial infrastructure in Somalia. This money has gone back to Somalia. Ergo, common sense would tell you that millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars from Minnesotans, has gone to terrorists known as Al-Shabaab in Somalia. This is an awful situation. Tim Walz should be held accountable.
Michelle Tafoya is back with us, the host of the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Your city in the news quite a bit here. How are you this afternoon, Michelle?
I'm cold. I'm really, really cold. It's 14 degrees outside. It was -3 this morning when I took the dog out. But other than that, everything's groovy.
We got a little chillier than usual in St. Louis right now, too. So we feel your pain. So this story with the Somalis, though, it's not something that's brand new. I mean, I think a lot of people think it's brand new because of some of the reporting here in the last week or so. But this is something that some folks up in your neck of the woods have been tracking for a while. But when you hear the details and the specifics and the numbers of billions of dollars that were involved here, it's quite stunning, isn't it?
It is. And the thing about this story is, even though we knew about it, we called it the Feeding Our Future story, which really was the first layer of this story to break. And that's been within the last couple of years. And that was, yeah, during COVID, these people set up these false fronts and said, we're going to feed all these kids. And they took to the tune of $250 million of federal funds that was being, you know, given to Minnesota to deal with COVID. And no kids were fed, maybe a couple, but, you know, no kids. There were 78 people indicted on that fraud. I think 76 of them were from the Somali community. So this is disproportionately one community committing this crime. Then we had the autism fraud on top of it, and a affordable housing fraud on top of that. And I'm hearing, because I interview a lot of politicians here in Minnesota, that this is just the tip of the iceberg. All of it happening under Tim Walz, who is saying, yeah, I take responsibility for putting people in prison. He's not the one putting people in prison. All of these people have been prosecuted by federal prosecutors, meaning the United States government, not Minnesota's. And so for Tim Walz to try to take some sort of credit, it's what he always does. You know, it's like stolen valor. He's taking credit for arrests and jailings that he had nothing to do with. So this is really bad. It's embarrassing. And supposedly people tried to warn Kamala Harris and she didn't listen.
So that's another I'm glad you brought that up because I heard a little discussion about this last night. And that's interesting because every time I hear, and I'm sure you have the same reaction, we hear more and more of this goofy stuff from Tim Walz. You kind of sit back and say, well, maybe part of me says, thank God that she picked him. But you're like, what, really? Did they like vet that dude for 1 minute or did they just like, you know, throw a dart?
Yeah,
right. It's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, maybe it is what they wanted. It's hard to imagine. I mean, it's. To me, when she picked him, it was the end of her campaign from my vantage point, having lived in Minnesota under Tim Walz for all these years. I knew this was a bad choice. I thought, well, okay, she just sealed the deal. Not that she was any winning candidate to begin with, but she really sealed her fate with this choice. It was amazing all the propaganda that was thrown at us by the Democrats that this was the candidacy of joy. Do you remember that word when it came out?
Of course.
Everybody parroted it. This is joy. And then Tim Walz was this appropriate kind of masculinity. That was the other talking point that went out. I was like, what are these people talking about and why? Like, what does that have to do with whether or not he's a good candidate for this job? So it's all, what the Democrats are very, very good at, what I've seen time and time again, it's a pattern, I think we all can acknowledge that, is that they project back onto their opposition the things that they themselves do. So it's what's going on now, and I it's hard for me to imagine how Tim Walz is going to get out of this one, but then again, I wouldn't be shocked if he does.
Michelle, on the Somali community in general, so we have a pretty big Bosnian community here in St. Louis that's grown over the years, a very important part of the city. And, you know, I think people were happy to have them here. So we hear, and maybe there is something to this, that you're denigrating, or President Trump, they're denigrating an entire group of people when there's only a small number of people that are involved here. What would your reaction be to that?
Well, you know, there have been people from the Somali community that have said, please notice what's going on. There have been people from within the Somali community that want to assimilate and want to be part of this great country and be part of the progress and the freedoms and the liberties that we all hold dear. But I think there's also a big part that obviously doesn't give a damn about us, and they show it all the time. I mean, the other thing that gets ignored a lot is Ilhan Omar, who, you know, is from Somalia, how she constantly gets in front of her constituents and says, I'm doing this for Somalia. She does not do any of her federal work for America. She does it for Somalians and Somali. And
well,
she says
it
out loud, and people ignore it again, I think, for the same reason that this scandal got ignored. They're afraid of being called names. They're afraid of being called Islamophobes and racists, because that is the playbook. Jacob Frey, our mayor of Minneapolis, throws that at us. Oh, you're denigrating all of our neighbors. What about the neighbors who got ripped off, Jacob?
Yeah. Well,
what about all the taxpayers in Minnesota? What about the empathy for them whose money you have stolen and sent to foreign countries? What about them? So I think that no one in Minnesota, very few people in Minnesota are willing to say that out loud, because they have been punished with the name calling in response whenever people have said it out loud.
One of the things about, you know, maybe there is a distinction, because one thing that I've always said and I feel strongly about, and I think this has become part of the immigration discussion even more so in the past couple of months, is we want immigrants that will, you know, seek the American dream, but we'd also like some assimilation. And with the Bosnian community here in St. Louis, I would argue there's a lot of assimilation. Now, this has happened over the course of, you know, decades, but that's part of the problem when you inject like 100,000 Somalis into Minnesota. They're not exactly trying to absorb our culture. They're living with their culture, and they have a congresswoman who wants to support them being Somalian more than Americans.
Well, you know, I was talking to a young woman today who is she's working class. She's working her tail off just to kind of live her life. And she's a physical therapist. And she said to me, why do we have the call to prayer in Minneapolis? And in fact, there are certain campuses, college campuses in Minnesota that play the call to prayer. And, you know, it is interesting because it's a very public sound. It's a very public cry. And some people would say, well, we ring church bells. Generally, I hear church bells ring in celebration of a wedding, or maybe they mark the hour. In fact, I used to live in a neighborhood where the church bells rang, and I loved it, and then the city forced them to stop. So it's really interesting how we really only see, it seems like, you know, we want to accommodate so many small groups, and this goes with a lot of things in America and in Minnesota in general. We want to accommodate the people that we say are marginalized, but then we are really disenfranchising a lot of people, and so many of them are afraid to say it out loud because they just want to go along to get along. They don't want to be called names. And that's really unfortunate. People ought to be able to bring these things up if they're uncomfortable with them or if they disagree with them. But you are absolutely shunned if it's stuff or you find discomfort with it. You're called a name. And so yeah. that's what's really, really, it's got to change. It's got to change. People, we are a country built on freedom. And the first one is freedom of speech. And that doesn't mean everyone has to agree with you, but, you know, people have to have the courage to say, I don't care if you call me a name. I'm done. Call me whatever name you want. I can withstand that because I know who I am. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in.
Absolutely. Michelle Tafoya, she hosts the Michelle Tafoya podcast. We've talked, and I know that you've been very active on social media and on your podcast about the gender issue. Did you see the Free Press? I was supposed to have Lyrissa appear on today, but this footage that the Free Press got, it's getting some, you know, I think, exposure today, to use an interesting word there, that you have gender doctors acknowledging that they performed these life-altering procedures on young kids with no evidence, and they're kind of proud of it. I mean, this is something Jamie Reed talked about here in St. Louis, you know, almost 3 years ago, and we've known this, and I've talked about it, but then when you see this and the evidence that they're producing at the Free Press in Lior, it's even more stunning.
I haven't seen it yet, but I have seen enough in terms of photographic data and other where kids are getting mutilated, and that is a word I'm comfortable using.
Yeah, me
because,
too. I am too.
You know, you look up mutilation in the dictionary, folks. And these are kids, and we don't let kids get tattoos, and we don't let kids do a lot of things. You know why? Because they're kids and their brains aren't fully developed until they're about 25 years old, and yet a medical professional is comfortable telling a parent, you know, would you rather have a living son or a dead daughter or vice versa? And let me do this. And I will also hold parents accountable in this. Doctors don't know everything. And before you ever put a drug in your kid for this kind of thing, or if they have gender dysphoria, start with talk therapy. See, you know what? And you may find that in fact they are gay, they are trans, whatever. But start there. Why would you inflict this bodily damage on these kids who may come out on the other end of 25 and say, good God, what have I done? I've had numerous detransitioners on my show, on the podcast, who say that that's what they went through. And they have unbelievable regret. And it is tragic to me that some of them, they can't have kids. They know they will never look like they were supposed to look. It's It's awful.
Well, and luckily those stories are being shared a little bit more now, even in some of the legacy media outlets, because the momentum on this and you can't deny the abuse anymore. And they've tried. And this is more information from Lear on his reporting at the Free Press that indicates that. Anything else, Michelle, you want to promote on the podcast right now?
Oh, gosh. Every Wednesday is kind of my favorite day. We do Wild Card Wednesday, where we go around the internet and we show you things and we play sound of people who are kind of making outlandish statements, and we call them on it, or we show you things that are really great. And so every Wednesday we do, these are short, very digestible episodes. You can watch them, you can listen, and you'll get a good smattering of what's trending on X or Instagram. And we have a lot of fun with it. So you can go back and listen to the entire library.
I think I saw you a couple times recently on the CNN panels at night, didn't I?
Not CNN. I've not done CNN.
Oh, I did see you on CNN.
No, I do Gutfeld quite a bit.
That was it. Okay. It must have been Gutfeld. You know, here's what's funny. I'll tell you what happened there. This is how my brain works. So my wife has never been that into politics, right? She's known that I've done politics and talked about politics my whole life. But all of a sudden last year, she started watching Fox at night. And I don't even watch Fox at night, Michelle. I like go home and I got to tune out, right? I'm going to watch football tonight. But she loves Gutfeld. So I'm downstairs, and this is exactly what happened. I come up, and she's watching Gutfeld, and you were on that night, and that's where I saw it. I tend to check out CNN because my buddy Scott Jennings is out there keeping that panel straight, which, by the way, if you have not had Scott on your podcast, you should do that, and I can hook you up because he's a good friend.
Hey, look, we're all part of the Salem family, and I've been with Scott on his show, and I love him too.
Yeah, he's amazing. He really is. He's a dear friend, and I forgot that you're part of the Salem Network as well, Michelle. That's my bad.
I bought his book. I bought it audio, so I'm listening to Scott every day.
I bought the damn thing too. You know, I $34 I told him. He said, thanks, Biden. He told me to blame Biden on inflation. Michelle Tafoya, check out the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Thank you.
Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right. I really was looking forward to having Lior Arcef here on. He has been a guest many, many times on my show. And this is a story, you know, I haven't done this yet, but we can certainly do an experiment. with how much coverage this is getting. But there was an amazing story that cleared right around this time yesterday, I think, in the Free Press by Lior, and it was about this gender-affirming care nonsense that, sadly, people here in St. Louis have bought into. You know, this this Ben Hockman guy who's at the Post-Dispatch, sports columnist, he blocked me on Twitter. I can't communicate with him anymore. He didn't like my opinions because he feels very strongly, Ben does, at the Post-Dispatch, which most people who cover sports journalism, which is stunning, outside of Michelle Tafoya and, you know, Sage Steele and some of the Sam Ponder, they're the ones that are saying. But these are people that feel that kids should be mutilated. And, you know, he asked me one time, Ben Hockman said, what would you do if you had a daughter or a son that was confused about their gender? I said, well, I tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't hop them up on puberty blockers right away because that is freaking insanity. And he thinks that that's fine. And there are a lot of people out there, these lefties, what are you doing? The kids, they can decide what they want to do, right? There's a law, I just found this today, that, where the hell is this? Somebody sent this to me, where you have to, you can't even need, or you don't need or require parental permission if you're over the age of 12 to do some of these things. I'm going to have to find this story because I'm not communicating it well, and I'm communicating it while I'm trying to think of Lior's piece here. I'll get back to that in a second. But listen to this story, because this is pretty serious, and there's video and audio that goes along with this, and I think we may have Lior on tomorrow. The story in the Free Press starts this way. At their conferences closed to outsiders and the press, the gender clinicians allowed themselves to speak freely. They spoke about the boys who said they wanted to be girls and the girls who felt that they were meant to be boys and the medical and the surgical interventions that would make them appear as the opposite sex. The clinicians also discussed new procedures for a new type of patient, some of them adolescents who wanted to be made to look as if they had no sex at all. In one of the videos obtained by the Free Press, from 2021, this was the conference of the U.S. Professional Association for Transgender Health. Amy Pinkin is a social worker at the Transgender Health Program at the Oregon Health and Science University. First of all, there should be no transgender health programs at any university in the country, but of course there are, spoke about one such case. Pinkin told the audience about someone named Sky, who she described as an 18-year-old recent high school graduate who was living on his own for the first time. Pinkin explained that Sky expressed a desire to look like a, quote, Barbie down there. Sky, Pinkin said, reported, quote, being asexual, never having had sex, having no desire to have sex in the future. Indeed, Lior writes, Sky did not want to feel any pleasurable sensation and hoped removal of all erogenous tissue would be possible, according to Pinkin. Now, Lior says not so long ago, a patient like Sky would have been given a psychological evaluation and offered mental health counseling because that's what's appropriate in that particular situation. But in this world of gender medicine and insanity, which was, you know, really cultivated here in St. Louis at WashU and Children's Hospital in a very shameful, and I would still argue, criminal way, I think there should be criminal prosecutions for what these physicians did to their patients. But Pinkin explained to fellow professionals that requests for procedures that are, quote, non-binary are growing in number. Now, again, this is 2021. But the field is still wedded to binary assumptions. This means that procedures such as nullification, that leaves patients with no external genitals, or penile-preserving vaginoplasty, surgically crafting a pseudo-vagina underneath the penis, are not as accessible as they should be. Pinkin said that when confronted with a patient like Sky, existing, quote, research and, quote, standards of care are, quote, not enough to meet the needs of our patients, and we need to take it to the next level to really think about how we evolve and match the needs of our patients as their needs are being expressed to us. So that's unbelievable, because I thought that you would go to a doctor to solve a medical issue. If you're sick, if you think you have something wrong, the doctor then prescribes something to fix you. But in this particular case, it's very different. This is where the patient goes to the doctor creating an issue that really doesn't even exist and asks for a solution. Now, that sounds crazy, right? And again, it is crazy. And what most doctors would do who are responsible, they would say, and Jamie Reed is such a perfect example of this, they had someone come into WashU that was having sex or wanted to have sex with dogs. The reaction was not to say, that's a little weird. Maybe we should get this kid some help. The reaction was to take his penis off or to add a vagina. That's insanity. And that's what's happening across the country. And some of this is still happening. So one of the colleagues, as Lior writes in this piece in the Free Press, someone identified as Mary, but her name is Marsiglio. She's a psychologist. She tells the conferees that it's important to reframe the role of the mental health person or the psychologist as a collaborator rather than a gatekeeper. That meant, she explained, making sure that patients with serious mental health problems, such as multiple personalities and psychosis, are not excluded from gender surgery just because the team is uncomfortable operating on them. Did you hear what she just said there? She said, basically, if a psychologist thinks that the person has a psychological problem, including psychosis, that doesn't matter. We're still going to cut off their boobs. It's insane. And, you know, this, I can go to the New York Times. I can go to the Washington Post. I can go to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I can go to any legacy outlet, and they won't have anything about that report in the free press. Now, Barry Weiss runs CBS News right now.
Yeah.
We haven't heard a lot of Barry in the last couple of months. She's still getting her footing. But why in the hell, and there should be, would there not be a story on CBS News about that issue? Show these videos. Play the audio. That's what the media needs right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So while I'm not on the 60 Minutes bandwagon as much as I was back in the day when it felt like an important must-see television program, because I hate the bias that has been injected, in particular from Bill Whitaker on St. Louis covering Kim Gardner, I still watch. You know, it comes on after football, and I'm curious about some of the stories. And I will say that Anderson Cooper did this amazing story about poly markets on Sunday.
For me, please.
Well, here, I'm going to play a little soundbite from what they said on Sunday, and then I'll have George Rosenthal. But this is where you can place. You know, I talk about underdog fantasy. We have wagering that's now legal in Missouri. You can place wagers on political races and all kinds of things.
This is the main page for Polymarket.
Polymarket's users bet on all kinds of questions.
Fed decision, Bolivia presidential election.
Will Taylor Swift get married this year? When will there be a ceasefire in Ukraine? Who will win the 2028 election?
And how accurate is it?
It's the most accurate thing we have as mankind right now, until someone else creates some sort of super crystal ball.
So somebody, and I might get the number wrong, I thought it was 700,000, but it was a significant amount of money. They featured in this story, somebody won that much money picking J.D. Vance way early for vice president, because in their mind, they knew that Trump liked one-syllable names or something like that.
What?
And they were looking at the other alternates, and they weren't one-syllable names, and Vance kind of fit perfectly, and they rolled a bunch of money down and won a ton of money on that. I mean, that's freaking weird, right?
Wow.
So you can do things on here that I find somewhat interesting and fascinating, but it opens up a whole nother can of worms.
Yes, it does.
George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet is with us. He knows a little bit about this, and we welcomed him back into the fray here this afternoon. Hi, George. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks so much for having me on. And yes, for a $4,000 bet, he won $700,000.
Isn't that amazing?
And it was because he knew how Trump marketed himself, and he knew that Trump did not want any more syllables in his own name because it would take away from his name. And that was an unbelievable bet.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah. So Shane Copeland is the guy that you heard in there, and I thought he was fascinating. And, you know, he talked about how he said there is the most accurate thing we have as mankind right now until someone else creates some sort of super crystal ball, because the poly market is a pretty good indication of how the wind is blowing.
Sure, because you're putting real money down. So, you know, you go to a pollster and a pollster calls you in your house. You're going to tell them whatever you think you want to hear to get them out of off your phone or out of your face. This is real money. This is people putting down money. And full disclosure, I put $700 down on the system Kalshi, and I made almost $3,000. And so I bet on Trump way early, way, way early. I put $700 down and made $3,000 on Kalshi. So it is real. It's different, though, than regular sports betting. So you're not betting against the house, so to speak. So all of the questions are either yes or no. So it's very binary. You have a yes or no choice. If you win, you're taking the money of those who are wrong. So the house is specifically just getting a transaction fee, kind of like a brokerage house. So when you buy a stock, you know, so-and-so brokerage house takes a fee. And then, of course, if you sell your stock, you're going to get the money, but they also take another fee on the sell. Same thing happens here. So you're not betting against the house. You're betting on basically what you think is going to happen. But the odds are in real time, and it changes so, so quickly. And the things you can bet on are unbelievable. You can bet on the weather in some areas. You can bet on the categories are unreal, like geopolitics, tech. For instance, if you click on tech, you can bet on when SpaceX is going to launch the next rocket and what the payload may be. You can bet on anything you can possibly imagine. Now, keep in mind, this is gambling. I mean, you're betting, and if you lose your money. So you got to be really careful with this. But to give you a real-world example, right now, Maduro in Venezuela, there's a bet right now. Yep. Do you think Maduro will be out by December 31st? That's a yes or no. Or do you think he'll be out by March 31st? So the wager right now, if you put $100 down and you say he'll be out by March 31st, you'll win $243. So you'll be up $143 on a $100 bet if you think Maduro is out by March. Now, the one that's really fascinating is the House of Representatives in 2026. So the Republican Party is down 22% to 78% Democrat. And if you put $100 right now on the Republican Party and they do keep the House, you'll win $434. So you'll be up $334 on a $100 bet right now.
Yeah.
And obviously, as that gets closer, then everything starts to change. That's why these polls are going to be null and void. You have hedge funds and major markets now analyzing these poly markets because it's real money and people are analyzing and doing the research before they put the bet down. So this is a heck of a lot more accurate than any poll will be. And there's right now there's two major, you know, players. It's Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, and of course Polymarket, that just got valued at $9 billion on the marketplace. So it's fascinating.
So what is the legality of this right now? And, you know, when you say you do this, now we have sports wagering that finally became, you know, legal. It's been a long haul. But, you know, you even have weird things, and I have to check this out. I'm a big horse racing guy, right? Well, the sports wagering is different. I was blocked the last couple of years, from using an app that I used for years, betting on the Kentucky Derby and other horse races, because they shut it down and they wouldn't allow it here in Missouri. So there are particulars, and they shut you down, and they, you know, I think Polymarket even had to move some of these things offshore to make it legal for them to produce the winnings, et cetera. But how does it work for the wagers?
Yes. So they did get pushed offshore, but they just now came back on, and because Trump administration is all in favor of this. So Eric Trump has now put $10 million into Polymarket, and he was already on the board and an investor in Kalshi. So they are full on in, which is why this is now given full licensure. And here's how it works. You're not betting, again, against a house. You're buying shares. And this is how they got around the loophole initially. You're buying shares in a potential stock that you can then sell once the decision comes down.
Yeah.
And your winnings are technically called a dividend.
Yes. Okay.
So that's how they got around this whole thing. That was prior to it being legal, which then, of course, during the Biden administration, they didn't like that. So they kicked Polymarket out of the country and fined him $1.4 million or something like that. And they raided his house with the FBI and so forth. But the way this is it's considered you're buying a share of stock in this particular wager. It's kind of a, you know, kind of a gray area, Mark.
So they say that $3.6 billion was wagered on the question of who is going to be the next president of the United States. And what was interesting is, you know, the polling was very close in the final month of the campaign. We didn't know what was going to happen. The Polymarket was very clear, though, because when the pollsters were saying too close to call, Polymarket said 70-30 for Trump. Now, what he said, Mr. Copeland said the other night, that doesn't mean that 70% of the people are voting. It's not like a poll. It's going to say who's going to win. So 70% of people think that Trump's going to win, and they were the winners. So it is a little different than polling, and that's why maybe it's a little bit more accurate.
Absolutely, yes. And there's real money behind it. Now, of course, Mark, with everything good or anything kind of fun, if you want to bring some fun into politics or geopolitics, anything fun always comes to negatives. Of course, you have betting on disasters. Okay, right now there's bets out there right now as to when is the next California wildfire and how much damage will it cause. There's things out there about tragedies. When's the next school shooting? There's all kinds. There's more than 10,000 active bets on just Polymarket. That doesn't even count Kalshi. So there is a downside because you're able to put wagers on very, very bad things happening. And you know, basically make money from it. So yes, there are bad things. I think a lot of that will be regulated as this goes along because you'll incentivize people to put down large bets and then go out and commit something heinous in order to make that money. Kind of like the insider NBA and the insider gambling thing going on right now in sports.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this could start something like that. So keep an eye on regulation on these poly markets. I just because of the negative things that can be bet on. But, you know, otherwise, it's a lot of fun. It makes politics and geopolitics a little more interesting when you have a couple hundred bucks down and you're waiting to see what happens. But
see,
I've
never done this. And, I sports wager quite a bit. And I did quite well on Albert Pujols in the home run chase a couple years ago. My wife and I, my friend in Las Vegas, we got in on that with some really great odds. And thankfully, he hit as many home runs as he did. But I've never messed around with anything like this. And as much as I feel I know about wagering, this kind of caught me off guard when I saw the story the other night. And I love this kid, you know, Shane Copeland, who was featured. These tech guys are very unique. He didn't seem as awkward as some of the tech guys. And he had a really good personality. But his story is amazing. He goes to New York University. His freshman year is when COVID hits. He drops out and he basically says, I'm going to launch something called Polymarket as a place for people to bet on current events. Actually, I don't know if he dropped out, but COVID hit and he was looking for something, I guess, to do. And that's when he came up with it.
You guys, what's the downside of this, right? I mean, people are cheating in sports and doing
things. That's what he just said. It could be.
Could people really do that, though? I mean, really, would they do it for this?
Yeah,
well,
because hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Wildfires. Yeah. I mean, if you put a bunch of money down and there's wildfires and you have somebody go out and set a fire,
There are
some dangerous areas for it, but it's fascinating what you can bet on. The number one YouTube streamer in the world, obviously, is Mr. Beast. You can go out and bet on different videos that he's about to produce.
Any topic you can think of.
10,000 plus more bets out there.
Yeah, it says, so there's 15 categories, politics, culture, sports, finance. Within each, there are questions, around 10,000. With events for people to bet on.
10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy,
they're all yes and no.
I bet. I bet there's one about Pete Hegseth right now.
I'm sure there
is. Will Pete Hegseth still be the the war secretary by the end of the year? There's probably stuff because they keep it pretty current with events as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's all in real time. And what's wild is even if you don't put a dollar in, it's fascinating to turn it on once a day and just look at how the odds and the percentages are changing on certain topics. And then if you watch mainstream news and then compare it to what you're seeing on this app, it's fascinating. It really is. It's something fun to do. You know, you're having your cup of coffee and you want to check out what's going on in the world. You can see what humanity is betting on. And this is global. I mean, you can see what you can bet on Irish elections and elections and happenings in Great Britain and Australia and all over the world. So it really is something neat to see and then compare it to what you're hearing on the news.
But it's easy to hook up. Like, you have no issues with a bank account and depositing money.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything was allowed there.
Yeah, and I was a little shaky at first. You know, Kalshi was brand spanking new. This was during the last election. But I did it, and it was not a problem at all. It was very secure, all encrypted. I, you know, deposited $700 just to see what would happen. And I was way early in on the election and ended up winning just under $3,000. It was like $2,900. I mean, it was pretty fascinating to see. But I'll tell you what, it sure made election night even more exciting. When you're looking at your bet, trying to see what actually happened. So,
wow.
I only do that just for fun. And that's what the whole part of this is to make it a little more entertaining. You know, it's always fun to put a little money on the Broncos and hope that they can pull it out. And this year they have.
All right, so, give me some let me give you a real-time opportunity here. If you will send me $700, to have that, you can bet on what the audio cut of the day will be here in about 5 minutes.
Ooh,
and I'll send you my Venmo, and you make the pick, and we'll see if you cash out on those odds. Okay, George?
All right, I like it.
Hey, this is fascinating. Thank you so much. This was great stuff. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Okay, take
Absolutely.
Care.
Great talking to you guys.
George Rosenthal from Throttle. Oh, I always love the little gap of dead air there with the music. That's one of my favorite pieces of the production on my show right now. Sorry, did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
I'm just going to tell you right now that I had a listener who is a friend who told me to chill out today. And I just texted him and I said, hey, my own shrink told me to chill out today too. He's a little worried about my anger level right now. I saw my shrink. I had an appointment. He goes, and I said, really? He said, yes. So I have to take his advice.
That's probably a good idea.
A little
idea.
Amped up.
Yeah, it's all right.
That happens. But let's do this here.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
I should have used this yesterday because it happened yesterday, but there's people in the Trump administration that I have questions about. Kash Patel. I mean, I think there's a bit of a clown show going on there, right? I want things to go well in the FBI. But some of the other, Marco Rubio, outstanding. Scott Bessent, he is great as Treasury Secretary. So he's sitting down with The New York Times at an event that they're hosting, Andrew Ross Sorkin, and he says this.
The question is, is this a new normal?
That Andrew, there's no new normal, and you know, I can tell you that I actually don't read the New York Times anymore, but sometimes I do watch CNBC, but you know, occasionally people send me articles, and like there's just this fever swamp, and you know, you're now a pop historian with 1929. And, you know, in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, the New York Times is no longer the paper of record. You can't go, I read this article, like President Trump is slowing down. President Trump's mental capacity, it is 100% fake. That, like, he only called me twice at 2 a.m. last week instead of 3 times.
You're saying he called you. I believe that he called you at 2 or 3 a.m.
See, this is a good point, though, because this is what they do. They're questioning Trump's health. I heard CNN do a pitch, Aaron Burnett, when I drove home 2 nights ago. Whoa, more questions about Trump's health. These are people that never raised one question, not one question about Joe Biden.
You had what was one of the greatest scandals of all time, that the coverage of the Biden administration, Joe Biden's diminished capacity, and the cover-up.
And that's why these questions.
Where was the New York Times? We just had a 3-hour cabinet meeting yesterday, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly.
For 10 months,
yes.
The Biden administration did not have a cabinet meeting. How are you going to invoke the 25th Amendment if the cabinet secretaries never see the president, which they didn't? That, you know, I hear from people in the Treasury building that I see President Trump more in a day than my predecessor saw Joe Biden in half a year.
Mic drop.
Yep.
I mean, that is indisputable.
Yes.
I mean, we watched the cabinet meeting, right? And then, Trump dozed off. I don't know if he dozed off or not, but he's doing this 18 hours a day, and he's calling people in the middle of the night. So, again, I've said this, no matter what you think about the guy, and I know a lot of people hate him, That the way that the media treats this is so
outrageous.
Embarrassing. And they just never learn. They never, ever learn. They fall for everything.
Well, they don't care, Mark.
Well, that's a good point. You know, it does give me a lot of ammunition, a lot of show topics, though.
Yeah, it does.
And a lot of great topics for the Reardon Roundtable, which will kick off at 3 tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.